Why this is the biblical body of Christ, and does it keep and practice willful sin? I'm talking to the man. Could I talk to the, is this your husband? The Bible says when men talk, the women are to be silent. You probably don't practice that. So there you go. So they're going to run you off. Ready? Time for bounce houses, barbecue, but not Bible. Where's the Bible? Where's the word of God that shows? I'll show you why this is sinful. Look at that. Feminization. Your wife leads you away. Hireling leaders lead you away. And you know it. See? You know it. You know it. Bring your Bible and show me why this is of God. We lift up Christ crucified and love him. Do you love us? If you do, you'll bring the scriptures and show me what I have wrong. Will you bring the scriptures? Ah, barbecue and bounce houses and animals are going to distract you. We see it. Look at feminist. Eve, sweeping you away like Adam. Eve, sweeping you away like Adam. Jesus is Lord.
He died on the cross for my sin.
Right. Do you have to obey him? Are you obeying him as you follow false religion with pagan holidays?
It's not false.
You are following that. Look at you. You can't bring your Bible. So we're just here. There's going to be a biblical testing. Don'tperish.com to show you why Renew Church is sinful. You don't preach the biblical gospel. You don't love your neighbor. We just saw a man feminized, swept away by his wife. One of their leaders lied to me and said he was the pastor. I got it on video. They told me they use pagan holidays to woo people to come to Jesus. That's a lie. God didn't ordain. We see the worldliness, carnality, and sin. How much do you need to see before you realize that God hates lies? And those who worship and practice not in spirit, not in truth, will not inherit the kingdom of God. John 4:24. Folks, you're being deceived. This is a false church that does not preach the true gospel. They haven't called you out of the world. We're going to have a testing up at don'tperish.com to prove it. But the 10-point test and the gospel shows you this is not of God. I have gospel cards for anyone. You're being deceived by Satan's workers. You're being lied to. You're not being told the truth. God never ordained it. So it's a man-made Roman Catholic lie. Easter, God never ordained. It's a Roman Catholic lie. Good Friday, God never ordained. Actually, Good Friday is another lie. How many days did they teach you anything here? How many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
In the grave? It's probably around two because it's... Because they count three.
3 days and three nights he'll be in the grave. Can you give me 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
For what?
No. It's a Hebrew version.
It's not a Hebrew version. You can't get 3 nights from Friday to Sunday morning. Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. It's a Roman Catholic lie, Friday to Sunday. He didn't rise Sunday. He didn't die Friday. He died Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath, which was Thursday. He rose on Saturday, 3 days, three nights. You know why? Because he's our Sabbath rest.
So to my understanding of Hebrew culture, it's the day starts as soon as the day.
Yep. Any part of a day can count as a day. Where do you get two nights, Friday night to Sunday morning?
It would be the night of Friday night.
Right,
Saturday,
one.
And Sunday.
He rose in the morning, you guys say.
Rose in the morning?
Yep.
Could have died on Thursday then.
He died on Wednesday. Wednesday. Thursday was the high Sabbath. Point is, you're teaching lies.
Okay.
You're teaching false ways. They are. And if you haven't, if you haven't come out of the world, I'll be around here for a while, so if you want to think of questions, you can come and ask me. If you realize that you're following a false Jesus and you go test this to scripture that God did not ordain all this, one guy in a box on Sunday, Sunday's not the Lord's day.
That's all
Roman Catholic ways.
My question is, how does the day of the week matter so much?
No, but don't call Sunday the Lord's day. It's not. That's a Roman Catholic lie. You can gather any day of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't call Christmas a holiday of God. It's not. Don't call Easter and Good Friday. It's not. Don't call people that live in the world like the world holy saints, because the saints always came out of the world.
Okay.
They're nothing like the world.
My question is, celebrating in remembrance of Jesus.
Did God tell you to do it?
He tells us to celebrate everything.
He tells us to celebrate Christ's resurrection every day. He never told us to celebrate Christmas. No, John, nor Paul, nor Peter, none of them kept Christmas. You're keeping false ways. You're keeping false ways. And you can't make up your own worship. This is the problem. You are. God said worship me this way with your everyday life. Look, there's no such thing as a worship service. You gather, you can sing, you can read the word. It's not a worship service. Your everyday life lived, young man, is your worship to God. They've turned it into a worship service, and guess what? Guess what's going to happen? All these people are going to go into the world and live like the world. Football, sports, politics, entertainment, pride, and vanity. That's not of God. I'll be over here if you have more questions. You preach the gospel and call them to repentance. Call them out of the world. You don't become like them. You're never going to make anybody holy living in sin. You make people holy by pointing them to Christ, calling them, being an example. This place woos people in their sin. Look at all the harlotry. The Bible teaches women to cover their heads. You women don't teach that. Your men don't teach this. The Bible teaches us how to dress, how to gather, what to preach, what holidays to avoid. You're not doing any of that. You're in sin, and you're going to lose your soul unless you repent. I'll be over here if you have more questions. We love you.